It's the holiday season, which means lots of dinners and parties complete with canapes, many courses, and lots of leftovers that will be thrown away. But you don't have to. Food recycling programs exist that will deliver them to the homeless. With me now is Jilly Stevens, Executive Director of City Harvest, one of such programs in the New York City area. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So what should I do if I find myself with an unexpectedly large quantity of leftover food?
Well, City Harvest, as you know, has been around 25 years rescuing food that would otherwise go to waste and taking it to soup kitchens and food pantries around the five boroughs of New York City. Anyone who has excess food that they want to donate can visit our website at cityharvest.org. And that's where food donors will learn what of the food that is going to go to waste can we accept safely, because we put a lot of emphasis on safe food.
Well, you don't want scraps. You want stuff that just never got put onto plates.
That's exactly right. We're taking food that hasn't been exposed. It hasn't been out on a buffet. And we work very closely with farmers, wholesalers, supermarkets, and often we'll also work with caterers for big catered events, as long as the food hasn't been put out for service.
And where does the food wind up going?
Well, City Harvest is working with over 500 agencies throughout the five boroughs of New York City. So the food will go to soup kitchens, food pantries. We also have a great series of complementary programs to tackle hunger at its core. We're particularly proud of one we have, which is called Mobile Market. It's really like a farmer's market. It's an open-air distribution of free, fresh fruits and vegetables. And so that way, City Harvest is distributing the food to people in low-income neighborhoods direct.
I'm assuming that most of the food is coming, as you say, from restaurants and caterers and probably grocery stores and the like, and they may even have systems. But for the rest of us, this may be a one or two times a year sort of thing. Do you come and pick it up from us?
Well, the way that many of us get involved as individuals is, and anyone visiting the website at cityharvest.org can be led through to ways that they can donate to us. Probably the most common way for us to donate as individuals is to run a food drive, a canned food drive, and there's one running now right until the end of the year.
You work, as I said, with some four-star restaurants. You ever received donations that are hard to place in a homeless shelter, like bunches of canapes or 40 pounds of foie gras?
Do you know, we once received a donation of pumpkins, and I think the biggest one was about 6 feet high. It was huge.
And they don't even taste very good, those large pumpkins.
They don't taste so good, so we just took photographs of that really big one. But you know, we've worked with restaurants since the very beginning. City Harvest started 25 years ago, and so in that situation, when we had these massive pumpkins that were really too big for anybody to be able to process, we turned to a chef at the Waldorf, John Doherty. He and his team turned it into pumpkin soup.
Is there a particular need for food suitable for specific dietary needs, lactose intolerant, or people who keep kosher?
Yeah, many of the soup kitchens and food pantries know exactly who their client base is and what their tolerances are for certain types of food. And then City Harvest also runs a very large kosher program in the city. We have a rabbi on staff, and we work very closely with him and the kosher community to take food that's good for that sector.
Does the government supply any support? Does it give you money?
City Harvest receives a small amount of government funding, but City Harvest isn't taking any of the federal food that we've heard a lot recently of the federal food shortages that really have left the soup kitchens and food pantries in the city in a very dire situation, the worst situation they've seen for many years. While City Harvest doesn't receive that federal aid, you know, we have responded to that food shortage, and we've pledged to push an extra £1 million of food through the course of November and December into the soup kitchens and food pantries of the city so that we can begin to lessen the impact they feel.
Where are you going to get £1 million of food?
Well, we turn to our partners. You know, we've talked about the restaurant partners, the farmers, the wholesalers. This really, City Harvest is the epitome of New Yorkers helping New Yorkers.
Are there any tax benefits? Can you get some money from the federal government if you are generous in this way?
There are tax benefits, especially for those larger regular donors. There's definitely a way that they can benefit from that side of things.
Well, City Harvest is celebrating its 25th anniversary. How did it start in the first place?
City Harvest started 25 years ago, as you said. It was celebrated last Saturday, the 8th of December, with volunteers, New Yorkers, recognizing that there was food going to waste in one part of the city and it was needed desperately in another part of the city. And today we've grown to a fleet of 16 trucks, including our new eco-friendly green truck, which is on the road, and a series of complementary programs that really are designed to tackle hunger at its core.
Did you invent this food rescue program idea?
Yeah, City Harvest is the world's first and New York City's only food rescue organization. And we host other organizations from all around the world who come to learn how to replicate this model in their own country.
So just to recap, if I have a big party, then it's possible. Anything is possible. And not all the food winds up being put out. I can go to your website, cityharvest.org.
That's right. If you've had
and find out what to do.
Yeah, it'll take you straight there.
And then somebody will come by and take all this food off my hands.
And we will come by. We've got those 16 trucks. They're operating 7 days a week.
Otherwise, it's eating an awful lot of that same stuff day after day, as we have experienced after every Thanksgiving.
You might regret it. Turn to City Harvest. We'll help.
Jilly Stevens is Executive Director of City Harvest. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.